From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It appears there's some doubt now that a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone that it described as an Islamic State defector. The former IS fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine Islamic State information might be mixed with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook called Sleyman Daoud al-Bakr Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. He said the information Daoud has provided helped airstrikes against Islamic State chemical weapons sites.
We feel good about the damage we've done to that program, to those capabilities. And again, it's going to inform our operations going forward.
The capture of the operative by a U.S. expeditionary force was reported earlier this month. This is VOA News. A group that monitors violence in Syria says an Islamic State militant described as the group's military commander was seriously injured but not killed in an airstrike last week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday that Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen, was taken after the strike to the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria, for treatment. U.S. officials had said that he was likely killed by an airstrike near the northeastern town of al-Shaddadi. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by U.N. peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation U.N. Security Council, Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the U.N. and the people it is sent to protect.
In the face of this disturbing trend across a number of our peacekeeping operations, it is imperative that our collective response is more effective.
The UN mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA, has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, 22 last year and several more this year. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said Thursday there's no excuse for the Security Council shirking responsibility for peacekeepers' actions.
When armed groups, non-state actors, attack civilians, it is our job. When terrorists attack civilians, it is our job. So why in the world, when the UN's own peacekeepers are the ones attacking civilians, when peacekeepers commit the sickening crime of raping children, is it someone else's job?
UN Chief Ban has pursued a zero-tolerance policy against such crimes for several years, but cases have continued to rise. Syria's crisis will be among the focal points for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he travels to Saudi Arabia and France later Friday. Kerry's talks with senior government officials in Saudi Arabia on Friday and Saturday will come as the UN makes plans to resume what's called substantive proximity talks between the Syrian regime and opposition about a political transition in that country. However, the opposition High Negotiations Committee has been sending mixed signals on whether it intends to return to the talks in Geneva Monday. The group has cited concerns about what it says are Syrian government violations of a cessation of hostilities that took effect in late February. Stock prices were mixed on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ were lower, but the S&P 500 was up 0.3%. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.